Today we're doing Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Yachol Likrosa Bechol Lashon. One is permitted to recite Shema in any language. V'yizahir midivri shibush shebeosol lashon v'yedakdik bo kmo belashon hakodesh. However, if you're going to be reciting it in another language, you have to make sure that your translations are accurate and that you're not mistranslating or misinterpreting any of the words. The Mishnah Berurah of Katan Gimel tells us Bechol Lashon v'davka shemevin beosol lashon. But this is assuming that you understand that language. V'hu adin besfilo birkas hamazon v'kiddush. The same is true when it comes to Shemona Esrei, to benching, to Kiddush, to any bracha on a mitzvah, you know, bracha on food or halal. The Bach says that although one could technically recite Shema in whatever language they want, if they understand it, but lechatchila one really should recite it in Lashon HaKodesh. The Acharonim point that b'zman hazeh, we assume that it's even a din b'diavet, that you must recite Shema in Lashon HaKodesh. There are many words in Lashon HaKodesh that can potentially have multiple translations into other languages. For example, the word vishinantam has multiple explanations. Echad Lashon Limut, Echad Lashon Chidun. One could be a Lashon of teaching, one could be a Lashon of sharpening. K'mo she'amru chazal she'yihu divrei Torah mechudah din b'ficha, she'm yishalecha adam davar. Like the word, as the Gemara says in Maseches Kiddushin, the word vishinantam from the word lishanin can mean to sharpen, that your Torah learning should be on the tip of your tongue. And there are countless examples of these kinds of words within Shema. The word es, which typically is not even translated into English, and the word letotafos, which again we don't have necessarily have a good translation for. But when you say all these things in Lashon HaKodesh, even if you don't understand what you're saying, you're still Yotzei. It's highly unlikely that a Jew wouldn't understand even the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, because all you really need to be Yotzei, technically speaking, to be Yotzei Shema, is to have Kavana in that first Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up a Siv Gimel tomorrow.